This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How do you know that you love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Love and devotion to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam are proven through actions and not only through words. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam memorized the Quran, and he reviewed it with Angel Jibreel alayhi salam every year. And you know Angel Jibreel, Gabriel, he would come every year and recite it and review with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, and in the final year, he reviewed it with him twice. So connecting to the Quran out of love for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi salam and his example is one way to attain immense reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a beautiful and a blessed example in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he tells us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرُ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have an excellent example for the one who has hope in Allah and the last day and remembers Allah with much remembrance. Imagine the Prophet ﷺ left behind something for you to take on, inheritance. How much of the inheritance of the Prophet ﷺ would you have wanted to receive? Listen to this beautiful story. One time the companion Abu Hurairah radiallahu anh, he passed by the marketplace in Medina. He stopped at the market and he said, "O people of the market, how incapable you are." They said, "Why is that, O Abu Hurairah?" He said, "Over here or over there, the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being distributed, and yet here you are." Here you are meaning what? You're in the marketplace and the inheritance is being passed out. So he said, "Why won't you go and take your share?" They asked, "Where is it?" He said, "In the masjid." So what did they do? Imagine the stalls that they had. They covered them or they stopped selling. They hurried to the masjid. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu waited for them. He was in the marketplace. And then they returned back. It wasn't too far. When they came back, he asked, "What's the matter?" He said, "Abu Hurairah, we went to the masjid, but we didn't see anything being distributed." Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu asked them, "And you didn't see anyone in the masjid?" I want you to imagine you were in their shoes, that you heard there's inheritance being passed out. You left your stall in the marketplace. You rushed to the masjid based on that news, and you came back, and now the person who told you about it is still there, and he's asking you, "You didn't see anyone in the masjid, why would he ask you this?" They responded, "Yes, indeed. We saw people praying. We saw others reciting the Quran, and others studying the principles of halal and haram. That's what they saw in the masjid." And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he responded back to them, "Woe to you, that is the inheritance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The knowledge of Islam, the knowledge of the truth is that inheritance. How much of that inheritance do you want?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent 23 years conveying the truth to the world. That's what the prophets leave behind. It's not money, it's not clothes, it's not a car. And so when you seek that knowledge of the Quran and you want companionship with the Quran, you'll find that it will make your life easier because you're taking on the most precious thing you can take on, which is a light, a guidance, the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine going through a tough path and then suddenly it becomes easy for you. Imagine a boulder blocking the road and then it becomes easier for you. Through what? Through something else. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "Whoever takes a path upon which to obtain knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the path to Jannah easy for him." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "The one who sets forth seeking knowledge is busy in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he returns from his journey, from his quest." So when you put in effort to go to that Quran class, when you put in effort to travel for knowledge, when you go to that seminar and you're spending time doing that, your path to Jannah, to paradise, will be made easier for you. And this is for the one who reads the Quran, also for the one who learns its meanings, the one who studies the halal and the haram. Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, a famous scholar, he said, "We do not know of anything better than seeking knowledge with a sincere intention," meaning with a sincere intention for the sake of Allah. What effort do you put forth when it comes to learning the Quran, the meanings of the Qur'an, the light that comes with the Qur'an, the guidance of it, the teachings of the halal and the haram. What do you put forth of effort? What do you sacrifice of time? One time, a very, very busy brother, he said, "I don't know where in my schedule to add this in. It's just, I know it's a small task." I said, "Wait, what you're trying to accomplish, based on what you're telling me, it's not a small task. You have to reframe in your mind what you're doing. This is not a small side thing. Companionship with the Qur'an is a lifestyle. You have to give it a very high priority in your goals and in your schedule. The Qur'an brings mankind out of darknesses, and into the light of reality, the light of faith, the light of clarity. So how can we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without engaging with the Qur'an or having any relationship with it? How can we reach our fullest potential as believers without reciting and implementing these mighty and powerful and dignified ayat, verses of the Qur'an in our daily lives?" And so I leave you with this question. What do you do, and what do you personally advise those who want to follow in the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ by learning the Qur'an?